You can tell that it hurts her to bring me all this beautiful and nostalgic grammar school stuff now and then. You can tell that it hurts her because she lingers after I have paid her for today's trove. She lingers and looks around at my walls and at my floor, where the detritus of humanity's creative genius lies in stacks and piles and boxes and crates. Stacks and piles and boxes and crates of wonderful, colorful, playful, deadly serious materials from every generation, since before and after the printing press. She smiles and looks longingly at the school materials she has just sold me. Readers and primers and felt figures and punch-out pieces that have never been punched out. Posters, circus banners, and lovely, lovely children's items, long disdained by everybody but overgrown children like you and me. She no longer has enough room to store these glorious objects, and she wants to get them into the hands of someone who's more than a dealer, less than a dealer, someone who will appreciate them and respect them and try to get them into the right hands. And she has carefully chosen me as her heir, as her medium for passing on the joyful notes of childhood. I pay her what I can afford to pay her, sometimes more than I can afford to pay her, because I want her to keep coming back, coming back to see and pay respect to me, coming back to bring me more surprises in the form of first experience rushes to the face as I open her treasure chests. And too, I can tell that it hurts her to bring me all this beautiful stuff because she tells me it hurts her. She tells me it hurts her, not in a whining voice, not in a sad voice, but in a voice full of wisdom she has attained after a certain number of unnameable years. Wisdom she attained by being first stimulated and encouraged by this vast array of paper ideas and paper feelings and paper joys and paper ponderings. Our transactions are sacred and ceremonial. I never thank her enough. She never stays long enough for one more extended and wistful goodbye to childhood.